It's 6 o'clock.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, the 10th of December. I'm Sasha Keir with today's news, sports and weather. Starting with national news, in the latest Politmonitor survey, Prime Minister Luc Frieden has become the first sitting Prime Minister to fall outside the top 10 most popular politicians in Luxembourg. The poll, commissioned by RTL and the Luxembourg Vote, shows Frieden landing in 12th place. Meanwhile, Foreign Minister Xavier Bettel continues to dominate the rankings, holding on to his position as the country's most popular politician, with an 80% rating in competence and public sympathy. The CSV is set to complete its government reshuffle this week following Georges Michaud's resignation. The party's National Council meets in Strassen today to formally approve two new ministerial appointments. Mark Spouts is designated to take over the Labour portfolio, while Martin Hansen will assume the responsibility for sport. Tomorrow morning, the two ministers are expected to be sworn in by Grand Duke Guillaume. The Chamber is debating a petition this morning calling for civil servants' meal allowances to be raised to €15 per day. More than 6,500 people have signed the petition. In international news, France has narrowly avoided another government crisis. The National Assembly approved the Social Security budget by just 13 votes. The Socialists backed Prime Minister Sébastien Lecornu after the government agreed to delay pension reforms until after the 2027 presidential elections. The EU has agreed to cut greenhouse gas emissions by 90% by 2040. Negotiators from member states and the European Parliament reached the deal, though details on emissions trading remain to be finalised. The bloc's 2050 climate neutrality target stays in place. President Zelensky says Ukraine could hold elections within 2 to 3 months. He has asked Parliament to create the legal framework as martial law currently prevents voting. The move comes after repeated questions about his legitimacy from US President Trump. Australia's social media ban for under-16s takes effect today. Children and teenagers are now barred from platforms including Facebook, Instagram, TikTok and Snapchat. The government says it's aimed at limiting screen time and protecting young people's mental health. And a severe storm is battering Ireland and Western Britain with winds exceeding 150 kilometres an hour. More than 50,000 homes are without power. Most flights to and from Dublin have been cancelled, and flooding has closed roads across the region. And moving to sports, and in the Champions League, Barcelona beat Frankfurt 2-1, while Liverpool won 1-0 at Inter Milan. Tonight, Real Madrid take on Manchester City, while Arsenal travel to Bruges and PSG face Athletic Bilbao. For more on these stories and for all the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
CMCM, your health mutual for extra coverage.
Expect cloudy skies all day with the odd downpour in the afternoon. Temperatures start off at around 7 to 9 degrees this morning, rising to 13 degrees in the afternoon.